Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots, and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course our live stream listening. Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah.
Already.
I know. I can't believe it.
This week just flew by. Where did it go?
Well, there's so much that we're tracking right now. It's like the whole world's just exploding.
Yeah. It's or better yet, unraveling.
Yeah. It's imploding, exploding.
Unraveling.
It's on fire or it's drowning.
Well, next gravity's just going to quit. You know? I mean, seriously.
There we go.
Everything's just going to go flying into outer space. I mean, why not? They're not following any of the other laws.
Right.
Why uphold the law of gravity?
Yeah, you know? Law of physics. All the laws go out the window,
right?
Well, goodness.
You know, if they had a way, I'm sure they would want to attack that too.
Yeah. This Wednesday night, there was a pastor from Israel that you and I follow regularly.
His name's
Amir Sarfati, and he's Jewish, and a Jewish pastor. He was a officer in the Israeli military. He was a
deputy governor
of Jericho.
Yep.
And just a really neat guy. We've learned more about Israel from him than I think probably just about anyone else,
especially with
current events and tying in. And so he is really plugged in on the military intelligence side of things.
The interesting thing too about him is, like us, he's both what you might call religious and political. He's holding office, and he's a pastor. You know, I mean, that's pretty much right up our alley. So
yeah.
walking his faith.
Yeah, absolutely packed house at Candlelight Fellowship. The main auditorium overflow into the gymnasium for the overflow. That overflowed. The lobby was overflowing. More people were rolling in. They opened up a second church to live stream his presentation, talking about what's going on in the world and in the light of Scripture and how Israel is the center of that. Just the guy's just really incredible. But while he's doing this, he's also throwing out information, because I follow him on Telegram as well. So while in between all the speaking and moving around, Lebanon now is descending in riots. He said the government is collapsing right now. Lebanese riots begin in major cities. Many hold Hezbollah as responsible for the collapse of the country. And more food lines. These lines, there's I don't know, a couple thousand people in lines for food in South Africa. He's following that stuff really close. But back to the Middle East. Demonstrations in Iran, Iraq, and Lebanon as the population crumbles under the burden of the Ayatollahs. And he says, wherever the Iranian regime deepens its grip, impossible living conditions prevail. And so we are absolutely seeing, you know, a lot of that happen. But then something that we don't really hear much about in a lot of the circles is what's happening in Germany right now. Alarms due to the collapse of dams and rapid rise in water levels on the Rhine and other rivers. District authorities are calling on residents in dozens of cities and towns along the rivers to evacuate immediately. Now the death toll is up to 60 people and rising. And this is Belgium, Germany, and France. So Europe is getting pummeled. I mean, is it judgment? Is it... And we also have other stuff to cover, too, with the drought declaration in Washington.
I know.
Inslee is grabbing more power. He's like, I found this amazing, cool thing called emergency powers, and I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to talk about that. But in all of this chaos, as Christians, we want to cling to the Lord. This kind of stuff has to happen. We were told it was going to happen. Expect the unexpected. The most bizarre, unrelated type of things are going to happen all over the place. And with increasing frequency, we've got Cuban updates as well. So we got to cling close to the Lord. And that's why we love making sure we include the word of the day every day in our show.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's everything revolves around it. You know, not necessarily the word of the day, but the word.
Yeah, you it's know, foundational, really, right. for our worldview. So you've got one, and I think I might know what it is because you were asking me. I got a little hint. You were asking me something.
Yes, because we were talking about this very, very briefly earlier, and because the random turning today comes to us, well, for Fired Up Friday from Judges chapter 16, verses 19 through 21, which read, "Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, 'The Philistines are upon you, Samson.' So he awoke from his sleep and said, 'I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free.' But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters, and he became a grinder in the prison." And so that's the end of that. But I just, I went, wow, stunning. First of all, I don't know how I didn't know that Samson was a judge.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And so then this other phrase here in verse 20 where it says, "But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him." And I went, oh, wow. So him being a Nazirite and allowing his hair to be cut actually breaks his vow. And so the notes in my Bible said the Lord had departed from him. Samson was discharged from his role as a judge for his ultimate violation of his vow. And I went, oh, stunning. That is so stunning, considering the judges of today and how they've all violated their oath of office to uphold the Constitution.
Right.
All these 86 judges that you and I were trying to get a list of so that we knew who absolutely refused to uphold the law in all of this election fraud.
You know, that's a great point, because you could say an oath is a vow.
Yes.
And their vow ends with, "So help me God."
I know, exactly. Well, they have to swear their oath of office with their hand on the Bible.
Right.
That is the standard method, and then they file their filing fees for their oaths of office.
That's right. So they are breaking their vows, really, under the Lord.
Right.
To judge. And of course, there's other places that we've pointed out where kings or the Lord warns judges to judge in the fear of the Lord, to judge righteously, to not be given to bribes or corruption.
Right.
And so when they rule in favor of lawlessness, they're breaking their vow, and then the Spirit of the Lord leaves them.
Yeah, let alone becoming criminals by upholding lawlessness. You know, that's basically saying we uphold criminal behavior and we'll back it.
Right.
And so not only are they not doing their job, they're not upholding their oath of office, and it is against the law. That's a violation of their oath.
Yeah.
And did you catch that part that once the Lord had departed from him, then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. And so, I mean, that's and put him in fetters and chains. And so, boy, That's quite the punishment for breaking your vow as a judge.
Yes.
And so,
and how timeless a concept this is.
I know.
Because if you look at the concept of that, the judges at that time, their job was to judge for Israel. Lord, they were used to carry out judgment against the enemies of Israel. Like when the Philistines were oppressing them, God would raise up a judge to hunt down and take out the oppressors, the Philistines in this case, and repel them in defense of Israel.
Yep.
And so here we have judges that are not only repelling enemies of our country, they're actually aiding them and aiding in the oppression of the citizenry of this country.
Right, exactly.
Whether it's the fraudulent election or whether it's continuing to allow this regime to keep our borders open.
Well, when you think about the – exactly. That's an excellent point because when you're talking about who's responsible for allowing this false regime to take office – I mean, this is so fraudulent and illegal. It's not even funny. And the only people that could uphold that law of election fraud law are those judges. And they absolutely refuse to even look at these cases. And so that makes them absolutely treasonous, absolutely complicit in allowing a communist coup.
That's right.
So, I mean, when it comes to prosecution, that's what I keep praying for. I keep praying that all of this evidence will be shown and that the people who are behaving illegally and behaving like criminals in our major branches of government, you know, I mean, between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, all three of them are complicit right now in this fraud.
That's right.
And refusing to even recognize law that goes along with election integrity.
Right.
And so, absolutely complicit. And things are unraveling faster than we can even keep track of.
Yeah, and more. And now these reports are beginning to start to roll in, like from Arizona. And even pre-audit reports are being leaked out of Georgia. And it's not looking good for the communists at all.
Right.
And we've had listeners say, well, so who do you think is going to hold them accountable? No judge is going to, but you're right. But these individual state legislatures are.
That's right.
That's where remember, we have a system of checks and balances.
Right.
So even if the judicial fails, you have the legislators who have the constitutional authority to oversee and conduct elections. So it doesn't matter what the judges say. And that's where I think they're going to be taking the control and power back.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because we're going to have to just follow up the chain until somebody is going to uphold the law.
Right.
And basically, the bottom line ends up being if nobody will uphold the law, the people have to step up and become the fourth branch, because there is not just three branches. There are four branches of government, and the fourth branch is we, the people. And that's when they refuse to do their job. They refuse to uphold the law of the Constitution. Then it's our job to step in and rectify things.
And that's where they call evil good and good evil.
Right.
And they uphold the wicked and persecute the righteous.
And let all the illegal people come in across the border, but not any of the Cubans who need
the anti-communist Cubans.
Right.
Don't keep the – we don't need any more anti-communists here in America. Well, just like January 6th, they did a good job. The FBI did a really great job of going after and snatching people up and throwing them in the gulags, with no trial and ridiculous charges, some of them no charges. And the Homeland Security and this regime basically demonizing patriots, calling us terrorists, calling us extremists. We're hunting down the extremists. Well, that's starting to wear off. People were kind of frightened. They went underground. They turned gray, man. And now Americans are starting to say, you know what?
This isn't working.
The thing that scares this regime more is American patriots not being afraid of them.
That's right.
They count on us being afraid of them. And when we're not afraid of them anymore, it's kind of like when the bully wants a piece of you every day and you try hiding and ducking from him after school. And one day he finally corners you and you're not afraid of him anymore. You're like, you know what?
That's right.
Let's do this.
Yep.
Let's get this over with right here, right now. And then he mysteriously never bothers you after that.
That's right. Well, and the person that allowed that to happen, was it's kind of like when Trump got into office, it was like the whole nation was lulled into this trance, this communist trance of this is the way that we're going and this is the direction we're headed with all this. You remember all the political correctness garbage that was going on before Trump got in,
right,
where you couldn't say anything against any of the LGBT anything. And then Trump got in there and magically all that garbage just disappeared.
Right.
It wasn't on the forefront of the news anymore. It wasn't the center of everybody's attention.
It fell flat.
And all of their regulations were destroyed. all of their hyper control, basically. He had, you remember seeing the stacks of regulations that Trump got rid of
under
those guys'?
His first 100 days, he slashed and cut and got rid of so many regulations. Yep. It actually freed businesses. It boosted our economy.
He brought in the light of day for this nation to where we had forgotten almost, well, I hadn't, but, you know, nation in general had forgotten where we had even come from. And he went, no, wake up. This is still America, you know. And so that is kind of what has jolted everybody out of this communist lull that we had just been following. And so, so now they can't get it back.
Well, we're holding on to that spirit.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break then, and we'll come back with segment two. And we still got a lot of stuff to cover.
Boy, do we ever.
A lot of stuff to leave you with the weekend, going into the weekend with. And where we don't finish it, we'll pick it up on segment four for the Sunday Night Podcast here. But
yep, that's right.
Yeah, that'll be good stuff. All right, this segment one, is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business or a ministry or some type of other venture where you need your website hosted, and you would prefer to do business with a Christian patriot-owned business, especially one located right here in the American Redoubt, with strong emphasis on security and making sure all of your needs, your SSL and your encryption and all that stuff, your website is protected and guarded. The website is TLC Web Hosting. That's all one word, TLCWebHosting.com. And we'll be back with segment two right after these messages.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is Liberty Broadcasting coming out of Spokane at you. Segment two here. I just wanted to remind you that the Red Pill Festival is a go. It looks like it's going to be a great event and a huge event. The 24th, Saturday, July 24th. So just a week away. And we're looking really forward to that. Don't forget, they're an hour ahead if you're coming from the Pacific time zone. So
plan accordingly. And don't forget to bring your own chairs.
Yeah, bring your own chairs and bring some type of sunshade.
Yes, yep, that's right.
Yeah, because it looks like there's not going to be enough room under the stage covering.
Yep, for everybody.
Yeah, and I got to see. Oh, I got to show you. I got pictures of Minuteman Coffee's coffee trailer. Looks sharp.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
good.
Pro.
Good. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely looking forward to seeing that.
And by the way, everyone, welcome back to Fired Up Friday. In case you're just joining us, and
yes.
So yeah, we've got we've already been quite fired up about several things here. So
know.
You know, I have to bring up something that we all just about died when this came up. The George Floyd mural was destroyed by a lightning strike.
Oh, yeah. The George Floyd mural was struck by lightning and then it crumbles.
It was painted on a brick wall. And this thing was struck by lightning and all the bricks fell down individually. Like they all just, it looked like somebody just pushed over a stack of bricks. And,
wow.
And so it's like, oh my gosh, you know. That's really something.
That reminds me, too. the all of the unrest in Cuba right now with people yes. protesting communism,
yeah.
demanding freedom.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter now. They're saying that the protests are a result of U.S. foreign policies. And right.
Lies.
Yeah, maybe the current U.S. policies.
Lies.
Since those yahoos got in, put in place.
Well, yeah, because it says here in this article that I have, it says that Black Lives Matter defends Cuban regime, blames deadly protests on the U.S. government. And so that, gosh, you know, if anybody has ever been wondering where Black Lives Matter is standing, if you have ever doubted in your mind that they are a communist-backed regime, a regime army, basically,
right.
you know, these are the paid army of the communists.
Yeah. How do you spot a communist?
How else does Black Lives Matter even get involved in anything Cuban government, right?
No
kidding.
They
should have absolutely zero opinion about the Cuban government if they are truly an American organic, you know, group of people that are truly concerned about black rights.
Yes.
Because that's, we have not seen that at all. And, you know, we've even watched different leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement quit because they've seen that firsthand, that they're pushing for black rights and the movement could care less. They're just using them as an army. And so those are called, when the communists are using you, you are called a useful idiot.
Yep.
And that is their own terminology, not ours. So
that's right. Here's something that'll get you fired up here, too. Fort Rucker, Alabama, is the first base to require troops to show proof of so-called vaccine or wear a mask. Unbelievable. I mean, where's the wiffle bat?
Well, we watched a video clip of a girl with an RFID scanner. They ran an RFID scanner down her right arm where she had not been vaccinated, and nothing showed up. It said no identification number.
Right.
They ran it on the left side where she had been vaccinated,
and a serial number
showed up
yep.
on an RFID what do you call it?
A reader.
Reader,
a scanner.
A scanner,
yeah.
Yep. And those RFID scanners, by the way, they can pick up anything RFID from easily like 10, 12 feet away.
Yeah.
And farther. I mean, it starts at about, I mean, you know, well, right up next to your skin, and then it'll go all the way on up to the distance of a cell phone tower, believe it or not.
That's right.
So,
and matter of fact, scammers and identity thieves are using these just standing behind you, scanning everything that's in your wallet. And that's why these RFID blocking wallets, purses, and identification holders and things like that are becoming more and more popular. And I would say mandatory. That's where I keep, you know, everything from your debit card to your driver's license to, you know, any of that stuff in there.
But who allowed that? I mean, did any of these people going to get a vaccine say, could you please RFID me as well?
Exactly.
I mean, will you please put that in the vaccine so that I've got RFID identification on my arm? Did anybody ask for that, or were they even told that? No.
They weren't kidding when they said herd immunity. Come and get your cattle tag.
Exactly.
Jeez.
They just didn't give you a big old yellow earring.
But on the other side of this Fort Rucker, Alabama mandating vaccine proof or wear a mask, right next to is this story. Military confirms that heart problems and inflammation are from the vaccine.
Yeah, right after they're forcing people, trying to force these military people to get
absolutely
that vaccine.
Unreal. Yeah. So back to the Cuban issue. I just wanted to make a note that I put a posting up yesterday at Amron.com. It's Amron, Amron.com, highlighting the blocking of the internet except for Twitter. There's a reason why. I talked about that in the posting. I also embedded a few of the videos. One is a Cuban, well, he's American citizen living in Florida, but Cuban descent. And he's been talking to ham operators in Cuba. Now, the Cuban government started jamming the amateur radio frequencies.
Wow.
And so when these guys change frequencies, they follow them with this jamming. And we've got that on video as well, including a video showing where it's emanating from. One of the guys from Ham Radio Crash Course put up a video on RFI, radio direction finding. And RDF, radio direction finding, and it points right to the western tip of Cuba is where the signal's emanating from. So
wow.
Confirmation that the government's doing it.
Right.
But yeah, well, interesting.
And so if you ever had any question as to whether this truly was a communist coup or not, I mean, gosh, it's becoming so obvious, and we need to purge these communists from this nation, and quickly, now that, I mean, all of their cards are being just flat out laid on the table there. It's clear we're being attacked by the communist people, and we're going to have to defend ourselves. Listen to this. Democrat congresswoman arrested after leading protesters into Senate building. And so it says, whoa. this was from July 15th. It says, U.S. Capitol Police on Thursday arrested Representative Joyce Beatty, a Democrat from Ohio, during a protest at the Hart Senate office building in the Capitol. Photos taken by media outlets show Beatty, the chair of the Congressional Black Congress, being led away by a female officer while in handcuffs. Beatty also appeared to celebrate her own arrest, posting photos of herself on Twitter being led away by the Capitol police officer. The protest appeared to be about voting rights and demonstrating against GOP-led state legislatures passing election integrity measures in recent months. And then she says, I stand in solidarity with black women and allies across the country in defense of our constitutional right to vote, Beatty said in a statement after her arrest. We have come too far and fought too hard to see everything systematically dismantled and restricted by those who wish to silence us. Be assured that this is just the beginning. This is our power, our message. This is somebody in Congress
communist
crying out
activism.
Loud. Yep.
Yep. And why is this individual not in solitary confinement?
That's right.
Like the other people who breached the Capitol.
That's right. Well, thank goodness. At least she's been arrested for crying out loud.
Yeah, but she's prancing around bragging about it. Stick her in a hole where the rest of the people
right.
are.
Yes, exactly. Have her right next door to all the June 6th people.
Yep. Well, we're out of time. Hey, we're going to pick up where we left off Sunday night in segment 4 for the podcast. Washington State's Declaration of Emergency, signed by Inslee, which includes of the approval of temporary transfer of water rights. Danger, Will Robinson. All right, guys, join us Sunday night for the podcast or Monday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. Have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.